Do you ever feel like you're spinning your wheels, buried in tasks that don't seem to move the needle? What if you could transform your business by focusing on what really matters? In this episode, I'm going to unlock the secret to prioritizing tasks for maximum input, setting crystal clear boundaries, and dodging distractions like a pro. You'll discover how the CEO Power Hour and Growth Hour can help you streamline operations, boost productivity, and finally, get back your precious time. We'll dive into the nitty-gritty of growing a sustainable business while keeping your sanity intact. Are you ready? Let's do this. Are you that driven entrepreneur who believes that working harder holds the key to your dreams? Are you drowning in the day-to-day tasks, wishing you had more time to strategize and cast the vision for your business growth? Hi, I'm Donna Dubay, your guide on this entrepreneurial journey. I've walked in your worn-out shoes, burning the midnight oil, convinced that sheer hard work was the secret to success. Just one more email, one more task, until I found myself on a one-way track to burnout. But here's the twist in the tale. I discovered that success isn't just about working harder, it's about working smarter. It's about being intentional with our time. It's about steering our ship with focus, because no team, system, or automation can outperform a lack of direction. In this podcast, I'm sharing with you all the strategies for business growth that it took me years to learn. If you're ready to step out of the daily overwhelm so you can amplify your profits, then I'm ready to teach you. I believe the only limit to your business growth is the one you set for yourself. Go grab a notebook, warm up that cup of tea, and let's do this. Welcome back, CEOs. I'm so glad you're here. Today, we're going to dive into a little bit about how to prioritize your time and how to stop spinning your wheels. Because I know for so many of us, we're in this trap, but we don't know how to get out. All right, before we start, I want you to imagine for a moment that your business is a garden. And you've got a variety of plants planted. Some are thriving, some are struggling, and some might just be taking up space. Some of the plants that you have, if ignored, they'll wither quite quickly. And others, they seem more resilient. They don't need as much TLC. Did you know that your business tasks are a lot like those plants? Some need immediate attention and have a big impact on your growth, while others can wait. And just like your job as the gardener is to figure out which plants need your attention the most so that your garden can flourish the most. That's exactly what prioritizing tasks for maximum impact is all about in your business as well. And one of the biggest challenges I see with business owners is getting caught up in what I call busy work. Those small tasks that seem urgent, but don't really move the needle. It's like spending hours watering the weeds instead of nourishing the flowers. So let me share a little story to kind of illustrate this. I once worked with a client who was spending a lot of hours each and every day answering customer service emails and, you know, fiddling with social media and updating social media posts. Sure, those tasks no doubt are important. I can agree to that. But they weren't the best use of her time as CEO. So we decided to make a comprehensive list of all the tasks and then rank them based on their impact on our business growth. And it turned out that focusing on more growth-level tasks, of course, made a bigger impact on the growth of her business. No surprises there. So by delegating those lower-impact tasks, my client now had the time on her hands to actually focus on those growth-level tasks. That's the power of focusing on what truly matters. So let me ask you this. Do you know without hesitation what your top three priorities are in your business this quarter? Can you say with certainty, or is it still a bit fuzzy? Listen, there's no shame here if it's still fuzzy. This is something that a lot of us struggle with. It's fairly easy to set big picture goals, especially revenue goals, for the year. But many of us have a hard time breaking those down into quarterly goals and then even further into monthly goals. Taking the time to do this is such a powerful step, and it really does make a difference and help you stay on track. It allows you to know the direction that you're headed. If you think about this like setting the GPS, right? It's a GPS for your business journey. And if you don't know your destination, how will you know if you're on the right path? So once you're clear on your priorities, then the next step is to figure out how will you measure if these strategies or priorities were successful and actually resulted in a return on investment. Now, friends, you don't have to overcomplicate this. Use the tried and true frameworks that you've all heard about before. Setting SMART goals. SMART, an acronym for specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. So as an example, instead of saying, I want to grow my business, that's not very specific. It's certainly not measurable. It might be achievable, but we don't know what growth really means. It's definitely relevant. It's not time-bound. So what happens if you flip that and say, I want to increase my monthly revenue by 15% over the next 6 months by launching 2 new products? Now we have a time-bound. It's relevant. It's probably achievable. It's definitely measurable, and it's specific. Let me give you another example. I want to increase the traffic to my website by 10% in the next 3 months by including targeted keywords throughout my website. Do you see how these two give a clear target and a roadmap to follow? You can actually measure the result in both cases and see, in fact, if you did increase by the percentage that you wanted. So first up, we have to get clear on our priorities. Next up, we have to figure out how we're going to measure the success of those priorities using our SMART acronym. All right, so we've got our priorities. We know how we're going to measure them. Great. It should be smooth sailing, right? Well, we all know it's not that easy, or we wouldn't be here right now. Life is noisy. Life is busy. And there are many shiny objects and distractions pulling us in all kinds of directions. So how do you stay focused on those top 3 priorities you set for the quarter? You stay focused by breaking down your priority into a monthly goal and then a weekly goal. You now have small bites that you need to accomplish each and every week. And it's much easier to stay focused on. It is more digestible and feels less overwhelming. So as an example, I had a goal of guesting on 50 podcasts this year in 2024. If I just stopped there and said, yep, I want to get on 50 podcasts, my brain immediately goes, that seems like a lot. And I may start working on that goal for a week or two, but then it'll feel like I'd never get to 50. And I'd probably quit and get distracted by other things. However, when I break that 50 down into quarters and then months, now I want to get on to 4 or 5 podcasts a month. So 1 guest podcast a week. I'm reverse engineering the numbers to know how many I have to pitch to each month and then each week. I'm going to design a rinse and repeat system and process in my business for doing that pitching to ensure that I get the results I'm aiming for. It's not just that I want to be on 50. What do I have to do each and every week to be able to say I reach that goal at the end of the year? Another technique, if you find it hard to stay focused on a task without being distracted, is the Pomodoro technique. I've talked about this before and you've probably heard about it, but this method really allows you to stay in focus for short bursts of time and then follow by a short break. So you do this short burst of 25 minutes, followed by a 5-minute break. And then after 4 cycles of that, you take a longer break. And this technique not only helps you stay focused, but also helps prevent burnout. I know I used this method when I was working on the bundle that I recently hosted. And I found it was easier to break it down into manageable chunks and made the whole process less overwhelming and made myself more productive. So think of it like breaking a big task into bite-sized pieces and tackling them one at a time. Okay, another help here that I'm sure you've heard before, but I'm going to give it a different twist, is avoiding distractions. Avoiding distractions is a key aspect of staying focused, right? I know we live in a world filled with notifications, emails, social media alerts. Everything is vying for our attention. And it's like trying to work in the middle of a circus some days, to be honest with you. But one strategy that works wonders is creating a distraction-free environment. When I have my focus growth hours, I'm turning off notifications. I'm closing unnecessary tabs. I have specific times when those things are open and when I can respond. But it's not during my focus work time. I have specific communication hours with the people in my family and my team, so they know when I'm working and focusing and when they can communicate with me. It allows you to focus better and complete your projects quicker, right? It's creating an environment where you can concentrate without constant interruptions. And finally, it's about measuring the impact of your efforts. So you need to know if all this prioritizing and focusing and using these techniques, is it actually paying off? Well, one way to do this is by tracking key performance indicators or KPIs. And I know when some of you hear that word, you immediately want to just go and plug your ears and stop listening. It doesn't have to be complicated. Take it back to what your goals were. For instance, if your goal is to increase website traffic, track metrics like visitors to the page, page views, and bounce rate. Are people coming to the page that I want them to? How many visitors am I getting a month? Or if you're tracking your revenue, what is my monthly revenue goal and where am I now compared to where I want to be? It can be simple. Don't make it more complicated than it needs to be. You don't need a fully built out dashboard if you're not ready for it. A simple spreadsheet, 2 or 3 metrics that you're tracking continuously, you're going to start to see patterns and trends. Alrighty, so there you have it. That's a roadmap for focusing on what matters most in your business. Prioritizing tasks, setting clear goals, mastering your time management, avoiding distractions, and of course, measuring your impact. This helps you build a more sustainable and successful business. Thanks for tuning in, and remember, focusing on what truly matters will help you grow your business while keeping your sanity intact. Until next time. Thank you for joining me on this episode of CEO Amplify. I appreciate you being part of our thriving community of ambitious business owners. If you enjoy today's episode, I kindly ask you to share this podcast with a friend and take a hot minute to rate and leave a review. It would mean the world to me. Your feedback helps me reach more people and continue providing valuable content. Thanks so much for your support. Keep shining, and we'll catch you on the next episode.